Part 1. 爆破音听辨练习。
Read the dialogue, paying attention to the pronunciation of plosives.
How do you do? I'm Parker.
How do you do, Mr. Parker?
Parker.
Oh, Parker with a P?
Yes, with a P.
I'm Barker.
Barker with a B, of course.
Yes, with a B. Won't you come in, Mr. Barker? Thank you, Mr. Parker. 2. I love you, Miss Brown.
But how can I believe you, Mr. Black?
I'll jump over the balcony, Miss Brown.
Jump over the balcony, Mr. Black?
It'll prove my love, Miss Brown.
It'll break your back, Mr. Black.
Then save me and take me back. 3. What's the date today?
December the 15th. The day after tomorrow is little Tom's birthday.
Right. What present should we give him this time? By the way, how old is he?
He's still 13 today and tomorrow. He'll be 14 the day after tomorrow. Let's get him a remote-controlled toy truck.
How time flies. He's a big boy now.
And don't forget Mary, Tom's twin sister. It's her birthday, too.
Okay, let's invite all their little friends to come and celebrate. 4. Was it a good game?
It was a terrific game.
You had a good day for it.
A beautiful day.
Did Chris score?
He scored twice.
And you?
Now, where did I put that bottle of milk?
Did you score?
Ah, got it.
Maybe next game.
Sure thing, I'll score one goal at least.
Part 2. 摩擦音听辨练习。
Read the dialogue while paying attention to the pronunciation of fricatives. 1. Frank flatters me, Fred.
Frank flatters everybody.
He said I create a flame in his heart.
A flame in his heart?
A furious flame. He says I drive him frantic.
You drive me frantic too, Fanny.
Oh, Fred, you old flatterer.
But don't forget to fry the fish, Fanny.
2. 7 days old. She's a lovely baby.
She's a beautiful baby.
And she's a clever baby.
And her voice is so, so clear.
She's got a very clear voice indeed.
And she's big for a baby of her age.
3. Date of birth?
The 3rd of March, 1933.
The 3rd of March, 1933?
I think.
You think what?
I think it was the 3rd, but maybe it was the 4th.
You think it was either the 3rd or the 4th? You're not sure of your own date of birth?
No, I'm sorry.
Anyway, the position has been taken already, so it doesn't matter you're not sure of your date of birth. 4. Maybe you'll let me play in the mud, Mother?
Don't you dare play there.
Father doesn't mind if we play in the mud.
Father doesn't wash the dirty clothes, dear. 5. I'll sing you a song.
Yes, sing a song, but don't sing a sad song.
Most of my songs are sad, sorry.
Well, please sing one that's not within the definition of too sad.
Okay, I'll sing San Francisco then. 6. A shirt, sir? Yes, sir, this one will suit you. It's in a very fashionable shade.
I want something simpler.
A silver one, maybe? It's got something special on the sleeve.
Can't you show me a simple shirt in a simple shade? Maybe I should try the next shop. 7. Who's that over there?
Oh, that's John. He's the club treasurer.
What's he doing there?
Watching television.
And does he always sleep with the television on?
Usually he does.
Ah.
And occasionally he snores.
Rather noisily.
As even the man on the moon must have noticed.
8. You and your friend are looking at some things in the shop window, but you can't see very well.
Is that a radio?
It looks like a radio.
Is that a pretty dress?
It looks like a pretty dress.
Is that a rugby ball?
It looks like a rugby ball.
Is that a record?
It looks like a record.
Is that a record player?
It looks like a record player.
Is that a refrigerator?
It looks like a refrigerator. 9. How handsome Henry is.
Henry is handsome, isn't he?
And how hard-working Henry is.
Henry does work hard.
And how honest Henry is.
Oh, is Henry honest?
Part 3. 色差音听辨练习。
Read the dialogue while paying attention to the affricate.
1. We need some cheese.
I've just bought some cheese.
And we need some chocolate.
I've just bought some chocolate.
And what about chicken soup?
I've just bought some chicken soup.
Good, but we still haven't enough chairs.
Don't worry. I've just bought some cheap chairs.
That's everything then. Oh no. China plates. 2. You can't do that.
Of course I can. It's my bridge.
But you can't chop it down.
It's my bridge, and I'm chopping it down.
Don't chop it down. How shall we cross? We can't manage without it.
Well, you've got to learn how to jump really far. Jump! Jump!
Part 4. 鼻音听辨练习。
Read the dialogue while paying attention to the nasals. 1. Don't be alarmed if Mum stamps.
And don't be alarmed if Mum screams.
It's not what it seems.
Don't be alarmed. You won't really be harmed.
2. Norman went, and he never returned.
He went? When?
Oh, about the end of June.
Did he send the rent?
Yes, and I found a new tenant, Nancy Noble.
I hope there won't be any problems.
You don't know Nancy, do you?
Well, I once lent her some cash, and she never returned it. 3. A friend is helping you to do a crossword puzzle.
I think it's singing.
No, singing is wrong.
What about ringing?
No, ringing is wrong.
Well, can it be bringing?
No, bringing is wrong.
What about thinking?
No, thinking is wrong.
Well, is it hanging?
No, hanging is wrong.
What about drinking?
No, drinking is wrong.
Oh dear, is anything going to be right?
Part 5. 舌边音听辨练习。
Read the dialogue while paying attention to the lateral.
If you look on the library shelves, you'll find a history of the Lakes. The Lakes were a large, rich, but unlucky family. They had 13 children. The first 11 were killed in mysterious fatal accidents, and the 12th, Lance, poor Lance was eaten by wolves. And the remaining child, the last of the Lakes? I was lucky. I inherited everything. Now sign the contract, or I may start calling you brother.
Part 6. 半元音听辨练习。
Read the dialogue while paying attention to the semi-vowel.
How much do we have to give?
We don't have to give.
I'll give whatever Mrs. Whitney gave.
She gave 5.
Very well. I'll give $5 too.
She gave $500.
Oh my, she always gives too much.
Read the two poems. 1. We waddle away from the water, and now we will waddle back. Then swish, swish, we are swimming again. Quack, quack, quack.
听力课堂欢迎你。
听力课堂欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。